Here with your MarketLine Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Another negative day in the markets yesterday, where the best thing you could say about the markets is at least they weren't down as hard as they were earlier in the week. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
The virus expansion, you know, is really stalling the futures right now. Wheat was mostly easier. It actually at one point was a little bit higher, but the markets have kind of reset for a downtrend. Now, let's face it, though, uncertainty is the trouble because of the stall in the pipeline and exports even from around the world. There's also an increase of wheat supplies in Russia and a number of other fundamental issues that would lend itself to this market moving a little bit lower.
Chicago March wheat futures yesterday closed up a penny and a quarter to 540 and a quarter. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 2.5 to 452 and a quarter. March corn closed down 2 cents to 370 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein down 3 cents yesterday, ranging from 612 to 618. Club wheat of ordinary protein didn't move, still ranging from 615 to 793. Dark northern spring wheat prices down just 3 quarters of a cent, ranging from 650 and a quarter to 695 and a quarter for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were down another 60 cents on the April board to 112.35. March feeder cattle up $1.10 to 134.07 and a half. Class 3 milk slipped another 6 cents yesterday to $16.47. With the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Tim Hammerich.